This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we are joined by Bloomberg's Valentin Hilaire. President Trump's proposed tariffs on Mexico. Bad news for some celebrities who have come out with their own lines of tequila. And so, Valentin, which celebrities are they and why tequila?
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me. I mean, there are a lot of celebrities from Kendall Jenner, The Rock, George Clooney, Lewis Hamilton, Michael Jordan. They have launched like tequila brands due to the large appeal that this beverage, this drink has been having in the past year. The reality is that in 2022, their volumes were growing a lot, 40%. Like celebrity tequilas were growing above industry standards, but then we started to see a decrease. There was an excess in competition, so they started to hurt, and now with the Trump tariffs, they could hurt even more.
Let's put this in perspective for a moment, and I'm sure you know the answer to this, and that is, how do tequila sales differ between celebrity brands and the mainstay brands? Are celebrities better at selling tequila these days before any of these threats of tariffs?
Yeah, so we did see in 2022, they were growing above average of the regular tequila brands, right? But now that is not really the case. The main difficulty they've been having is to make customer repeat purchases, right? So they have a hype, they start the brands, let's say Kendall Jenner or George Clooney, and people start buying, you know, their tequila. But then people stop. They don't have a huge amount of return and like consistency in terms of like their clients.
I want to ask two questions. First, how this affects the manufacturers and then how it affects the customers. Let's start with the manufacturers. Is there anything that some of these celebrities who have put their names on some of these tequila brands, is there anything they can do to protect themselves?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that the consensus, not only among celebrity tequilas, but also among like the standard tequila, is that if this uncertainty around Trump, like U.S. tariffs continue, they will have to raise prices, and that's going to affect everyone. It's the only solution because it's so concentrated in the U.S. market. To put it into perspective, like 80%, more than 80% of the overall exports of tequila have as destination the United States. So whatever happens in the United States have a lot of impact, and it's very hard to curb or to play around it.
Sure, and I imagine the same answer applies to customers. I mean, how will customers be affected, not only at the liquor store, but at bars and restaurants when they order something they don't realize may contain tequila, and that is maybe a margarita here and there?
Yeah, we're going to see troubles. We're going to see higher prices, and that It really depends on how consumers decide to act. Celebrity tequila can be a bit like ahead with this because they have a well-known brand. So consumers are going to be more selective in terms of what they drink because it's going to be more expensive. So if they see a celebrity face in a bottle, maybe they're more drawn to spend that money on that bottle than a regular one they don't know about from Mexico. So maybe they can be a bit ahead in this curve, but it's still going to be a challenge for everyone.
Very interesting. And we will heed your warning and expect some potential changes. What is the thing about tequila when it comes to celebrities? And why not other spirits? Or am I just naive and not knowing that other celebrities endorse other spirits? Why tequila?
I think tequila is a very unique beverage because you can only make it in Mexico, and Mexico and the U.S. have a long-standing trading relationship, and that's an appeal. It's a very close, geographically it's very close. They have always had a very nice exchange in terms of trade. We all know that, and that has made it very appealing. Even so, like, everyone knows the whole alcohol industry has been affected by young people drinking less, and we even see celebrities making non-alcoholic tequila. So that's how appealing it has become. Like, they're diversifying in every type of tequila category they can, and they're really into the business.
Sure. Yeah, Valentin, we definitely are feeling that effect in the North Bay as well, that continuing trend with the younger beverage consumers. Valentin, thank you so much for your time. Valentin Hilaire with Bloomberg Reports, and we are talking about celebrities and how they are bracing for a potential tariff issue with their tequila brands.